Welcome back to the Junks. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Later today, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler when he comes to Capital One Arena. So keep listening. We'll tell you later exactly when we'll give those away, but we'll give them away before the show is done. Wanted to get into this article by Spencer Nussbaum, who covers the Nats for the Washington Post. Here's the headline of the article. This high-tech system helps MLB hitters. It's not at Nationals Park. Most Nationals hitters have used a virtual reality program for pitch recognition and plate discipline, but Washington hasn't invested in a more precise device to help them prepare for games. An expensive pitching machine that goes by the name of Traject Arc. Now, this machine, from reading the article, I'm going to try to describe this machine as accurately as I can. It's like it's a screen that the hitters face that mimics the way the ball comes out for certain pitchers.
Right.
And so it's more advanced than virtual reality. It's being used apparently by 25 different Major League Baseball teams at this point. But the Washington Nationals are not one of them. Now, this machine is expensive. A typical commitment to have this machine in your ballpark is $500,000 or around $15,000 per month on a 3-year contract.
Doesn't sound like a lot of money for a Major League Baseball team.
It doesn't. And, you know, some of the teams with smaller payrolls, including the Marlins, the White Sox, and the Rockies, have added this machine within the past year. And the Nats have not. They've chosen not to.
Well, they use something called iPitch instead.
Right.
And some of the players want the Traject Arc, but some of them have kind of belittled it.
Some like it, some don't. I think CJ Abrams.
James Wood said it's realistic. It's probably the closest we can get to actually getting out there and seeing arms. But
Nate Lowe
said it's a video game.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's the case for most of the teams that use it. I mean, I'm sure not 100% of the hitters love it.
But in the article, they have Alex Call talking about how much he uses virtual reality and how many pitches he takes a look at.
So is it a screen? Are they...
The way I envision it is actually, almost like a simulator.
But they're not swinging, right? They're just watching the pitches. I'm pretty sure they're not swinging at the screen. I think they're just watching it, and they have a headset on so they can...
They're actually swinging at real balls
with this machine.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, with the one that they don't have, you get to swing.
Okay,
So if you're using a VR headset, Oculus, you're not swinging.
Here's the difference.
Okay, unlike so that one's not swinging.
The one that they don't have that 25 teams has.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Cakes asked the question... At least as the T's, are the learners skimping out on a competitive edge? Yes. The answer's obvious. Yes. If 25 other teams are doing
it. They've adopted it.
And we'll have to talk to Mike Rizzo about this tomorrow. But yes, for $500,000, they could get this. And maybe some of the players wouldn't be super happy about it, but others would.
Here's where it differs from the VR. Like the VR that Alex Call and some of the other players are using.
That's the one where they're not swinging. Okay, gotcha.
It says, unlike the VR, hitters take real swings at real baseballs. The consensus is that Traject Arc helps with timing because the ball is released from a hole in a screen at the pitcher's precise release point. As that screen projects video of the pitcher's delivery, it essentially mimics facing a pitcher in a game.
And
you are taking real swings of real balls
at the Traject Arc.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
The VR, you're not.
All right. I misread it. Like so the system that they have,
it describes.
He just sees the pitches,
slapping it on. He can go into Coors Field and see what it's like to face whatever pitcher he's going to be facing there.
And that system is a lot cheaper than the Traject Arc.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what it is, Jason. If you're looking at my screen,
yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
It's like a golf. Think of a golf simulator, and then the ball comes out of a pitching machine that is trying to simulate the pitcher's release point.
Yeah. the pitcher you're going to face.
So several Nationals who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss their feelings openly said they would love it if the team invested in Traject Arc. One player said he hit off an earlier version of the machine a few years ago, but said it was useful even then. It gave him a better opportunity to time and read pitches than a traditional pitching machine.
So here again, Jason, you'll see the pitcher. All right.
Yeah.
And then the ball comes out of the hole, and now it's not going to be precise, the exact release point. And there was, I think, a scout in the article said too that, you know, a pitcher's release point can change game to game.
Yeah, it can be different.
Sure.
But it's trying to mimic it as best it can. Yeah. It's trying to give them the best, I guess, simulation of what they're going to face.
It just doesn't seem like, and I don't know how hard Mike Rizzo's pushing for it, if he's pushing for it at all, but $500,000, it doesn't seem like a lot of money for an ownership to invest in their hitters.
Hey, and you know
what? Especially when you have a lower payroll.
And the other news for the Nats yesterday, they finally got a sponsor patch on their uniforms.
I saw that. I saw Zim.
AARP is the new uniform patch sponsor.
Yeah.
So that's an extra revenue stream now coming into the Nationals that, for whatever reason, for years, they haven't taken advantage of it. I guess they hadn't found a deal to their liking until the AARP deal
came. I wonder what AARP is paying to have
their
company on the jersey.
I haven't seen a dollar figure yet.
So look, Alex Cole.
Whatever they get from AARP, maybe they can invest in Traject Arc.
Maybe.
Alex Cole was saying he uses the Oculus and sees all these pitches. In the article, though, it gives the counter side, and I don't know if this is what Rizzo would say, is they're basically middle of the pack when it comes to batting average.
Mm-hmm.
Would this give them an edge and move them up higher? Possibly. Yeah, but I'm not shocked. I mean, the person that wrote this article, Spencer Nussbaum, the angle is, his angle is the learners are cheap. And here's an example of the learners being cheap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are we stunned by that? No, not based on the offseason.
No, I'm not stunned at all by a team with a bottom, I'm going to guess, bottom six or seven payroll. I'll double check that.
You know, they might argue that there's no statistical difference between the teams that use the Traject Arc versus what they use, which is called the iPitch.
Yeah, I hear that. But if the players really like it and they say it can help us, Rizzo would know that, and I would think that that Lerner would spend some money on it. If Lerner doesn't want to spend the money because he just doesn't want to spend, kind of like he is with the payroll, then that's a major issue. But you might be right. Maybe it's not a considerable advantage based on what they have. But it seems like some of the players like it. I mean, C.J. Abrams said he used it in spring training, and I think that he said it helped, but Nate Lowe doesn't like it. So, and for the teams that do use it, I'm sure not every single player uses it / likes
it. Yeah. By the way, the Nats payroll, the overall payroll is 23rd at $115 million.
Right.
But that's including a lot of dead money, including like Strasburg money.
Yeah.
Their total, I mean, the cash outlay for the current team
is about 80.
I mean, according to SpotTrack, it's $59.9 million
for this year.
So it's $60 million payroll, which puts them in bottom five on active 26-man payroll.
Yeah.
So
well, their biggest salary, active player salary, is Nate Lowe, and that's about $10 million.
Right. So am I stunned?
Aren't there that many players?
Am I stunned that the learners don't want to pay $500K for a fancy state-of-the-art pitching machine? No,
well,
I'm not surprised whatsoever.
Just assuming that's what it is, maybe Rizzo and Davey and Darnell Coles or, you know, whoever, maybe most of the players don't believe in it. Just don't know.
The big difference between what they use and the Traject Arc is that
they need
visual.
A different, that's a terrible name for their product. It just doesn't flow, yeah, in my opinion.
They have pitching machines which simulate the pitches, right? So if you're facing a lefty who has a great slider, they have machines that can simulate that slider. What the machine that they don't have has is that visual.
Right, the visual can help. Like if you see what it looks like, and I understand that it can change in real life. The guy's release angle can be a little bit different, but if you have taken videos of this pitcher and you have that as you see it come off of his hand, I think it's going to help you as you're facing him in real life. Hmm. If you've seen a sim of it already, I think it can only help.
It can't be that Nate Lowe doesn't like it, so they don't have it. I mean, Almost every other single team has it. The Diamondbacks, every single player uses it. It's really kind of irrelevant if Nate Lowe likes it or doesn't like it or whoever.
Yeah.
It should be there for the guys as an option for the ones who do want to use it.
I totally agree with that.
There's no excuse at this point for the learners not to have it. And I hope my comments on it tomorrow. I mean, they declined comment for the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. So we'll be sure to have to ask them about it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll ask.
We definitely have to ask.
So the VR,
you might not comment.
Win Reality is the program they use now. It's $200.
iPitch? iPitch machines. Right.
Well, the program that they...
Oh, okay.
That they, it's called Win Reality. Yeah. That's what Alex Call was using.
Well, yeah, he's using the VR.
Yeah, he's just using like an Oculus. Yeah. Like
it's like $200.
Like my kid has.
That's different
in the
than the pitching machines.
Yeah, of course. But what he uses is the Oculus, right, which is $200.
Mm-hmm.
And these other teams are spending, you know, $500,000. But yeah, I would agree with you, Drab. I mean, you should at least have it available for players who do like it, even if it's only, you know, half the roster. That's just not a lot of money for ownership. It's just not.
No. It's a drop in the bucket.
Correct.
Especially now with the jersey patch money coming in, they're going to be wearing them starting today. Like they got those on with the jerseys with the quickness.
Mm-hmm. So how much money is that bringing in?
I think it's
like millions of dollars. It should be millions of dollars.
Because I was always surprised the naming rights for... the football stadiums wasn't that much. It's like $10 million or something like that.
I mean, $10 million, it's not a lot in the grand scheme of things, but it can help. That can help pay for your fancy pitching machine if you didn't have the money or were unwilling to spend it before.
I wonder if their data shows that there's actually a difference in production using it. I agree with you. I think they're skimping, but their data might show that there's no real difference.
Could be. All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, boys? It's a beautiful day in here in St. Croix.
Hey, what's up?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's awesome.
I moved down here 4 months ago from Upper Marlboro.
That's a huge upgrade.
It is. I'm the manager of the zip line here on the island. It's pretty dope.
Oh, wow.
That's a wacky job. That sounds like a job out of like a Paul Rudd and Russell Brand movie. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
He's one step away from being a carny.
What was Paul Rudd's character name? Forgetting Sarah Marshall, the surf instructor, like Kunu?
Kono.
That's this guy. What's up, Chris?
That's me. Hey, how's it going, boys? Hey, so I actually played ball back in the day, and I've used one of these machines before. They are awesome. It's less about the ball like coming out of your hand, but for baseball players, it's really like learning to like a pitcher's timing when we got all these weird motions that these guys make. So being able to hit your rock step and taking your step for your swing is so important in order to be able to hit with power. Mm-hmm. So learning these guys and knowing that, hey, this guy, when he gets to his set, he's still got another 4 seconds before the ball's coming. You know what I mean? So you don't start your swinging motion too soon. So just all that timing for all these different guys, I can't see why any team would not do this, especially seeing what we talked about with the success that Jaden Daniels has had with all of this VR stuff, right? Like, him coming into the league, and that was like the big thing that he was using that VR stuff.
Again, they have the VR. They don't have this particular machine.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it seems like a nominal cost for a multi-billion-dollar company. Like $500,000 doesn't seem like that much money to me.
Hey, how busy is your zip line in St. Croix? Are people like 24/7 on that thing?
We do 3 tours a day, 9:30, noon, and 3, and 12 to 14 people a tour.
How many cruises pop into St. Croix every day?
We had 2 cruise ships here yesterday, actually. Yep. So we're in the down season of tourism. Tourism down here is like October to March.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of few cruise ships here the last like month or two, but we're ramping. Well, no, we're not ramping up. We're getting ready for hurricane season.
Yeah, that's right. What we're doing. Just be careful now.
All right, Chris. Thank you for listening in St. Croix.
All right.
Put that pin on the map for Junk's listeners around the world. Very good.
Virgin Islands are awesome.
I'm glad to add to that. All right. Thank you, boys.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Bye. Appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
I think that's our first call from St. Croix that I can recall. I mean, can you remember one before that?
Huge upgrade.
I haven't really been logging it during our tenure.
I haven't either, but I know that we have a caller that calls in like every month from like Switzerland.
Yeah.
Like Austria, like calls in all the time.
But not St. Croix.
I think. Shane from
yeah, I think he bought a house in Switzerland. Or he
chills out.
We have a guy in China.
Yeah,
China. Yeah,
oh, I think right. Somebody in Turkey listens too.
I mean, I'm telling you, Junks are worldwide. It's big impact. Shows just beaming all over the world. Technology is amazing. By the way, you can listen to the show wherever you download podcasts. Just search for Sports Junkies, and you can do that. Don't forget, later in the show, we'll talk NBA free agency. You won't believe some of the money that's getting tossed around. We'll discuss that with Chris Miles, NBA TV host. He'll join the show coming up at 9 a.m.